Good morning, TGP Wardville. I'm starting this live stream. It's about 10:34, and I'm trying to think about ways that I can still serve you and have interaction with you. And this is one of the ways that I think I've decided I'm going to do that moving forward. First of all, this is not my idea. This was another pastor I saw doing something similar to this, and it doesn't have to be my idea to be a good idea. So I am going to do this. I don't know if I'll do it every day. I'm not sure how this is going to go. But what I want to do is give a short reading from the Bible and a little time of prayer, praying through that, and maybe, you know, bring in some other resources or songs, something like that. I'm not going to sing for you on this, but let you know, hey, here are some songs you can go listen to that give this same theme that from what we read, just to encourage your heart. And so my hope is I may end up putting this on the podcast as well, downloading this, the audio, and just putting it on the podcast so that if you're driving home or you're driving to work, you can listen to the word read and the word prayed, and hopefully this will be one way that I can help invest in your spiritual lives, even though we can't meet. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. I may do some from the Ligonier reading plan. I may do some from the Own It 365 reading plan, or I may just pull in a psalm or a proverb. And so I hope to give a couple of thoughts about that. Today we were sitting at our breakfast table this morning before I came here, and we will just read a psalm a day in the mornings for breakfast at the end of breakfast. And we just finished last month through the 30th psalm, and so we started over, and today we ended up in Psalm 47. And so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read that because it's so relevant to what's happening with us right now. So here is Psalm 47. It says, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, whenever you see the capital L-O-R-D, that's Yahweh, that's His name. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom He loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with a sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a song. God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Like I said, there's so much there that we could talk about. But this was particularly helpful for my heart today in thinking about just some of the panic that we see in the surrounding world, but also like some of the things that rise up in my own heart when I think about the economy or when I think about what's going to happen to my family. You know, I hear doctors that are saying, you know, 60 to 80% of our country is probably going to have this thing before it's said and done. My heart is so ministered to with this idea that God reigns over the nations. He is the King of all the earth, so He's the King of coronavirus. It is not outside of His control, and it's not outside of His knowledge. And it's also not outside of His ability to stop this virus or to help His church be faithful in the midst of it. And then just the call to sing praises in the midst of this, what's happening. So, I mean, I think about a song like, you know, Casting Crowns has a song from a long time ago, you know, Praise You in This Storm. There is also, you know, one song that we sang this morning at breakfast was This Is My Father's World. There's a line in that song, the third verse, you know, this is my father's world. Let me never forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. So Let your heart take courage in the fact that God is the king over all the earth, that nothing is outside of his sovereign hand, nothing is outside of his sovereign rule. And so when we take a moment and pray in just a second, that's what I'm going to pray, that your heart and my heart would be encouraged, that God is king over all of the earth, and that we would clap our hands, and that we would shout praises to God and sing praises to his name, even in the midst of this, because I do believe that God will get glory through the things that happen, and he will, he gets glory through everything. And so we trust that he has a particular glory that he's going to work, maybe in our families, maybe in our church, maybe in our world. And we're going to ask that he would turn people's faces to himself in this time that might not have turned to him otherwise. And so we're just going to pray those things. So I'm going to try not to pray super long because I don't want these things to get 20, 30 minutes long. This is not a sermon. It's not a service. So I do want to pray short, but I want to pray these things. And so please join me right now. Father, you are the Lord. You are Yahweh, the Most High, and you are to be feared. You're to be feared above all gods. You're to be feared above coronavirus. You are to be feared above cancer. You are to be feared above people. God, you alone are the one that we are to fear and to trust and to love with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so, God, I pray that we would fear you and love you, and that that would be the beginning of wisdom for us, that Christ himself would be our wisdom and our righteousness and our sanctification and our redemption. Lord, I thank you that you are the king over all the earth. Lord, we don't trust our government with these matters. We don't trust our government with our ultimate destiny. We don't trust ourselves to our ability or our bank account's ability to buy enough toilet paper. God, we trust in you, the Most High. And yet, God, we confess and we want to repent of the fact that sometimes we don't trust you. We don't fear you like we should. And the fear of what if rises up in our hearts. And I just pray that you minister to our hearts and our souls today. Lord, that you're the king. That you are the king, and that you have all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus, that's been given to you. And Lord, I pray that we would trust that, that our hearts would take courage from that, and that you would help us believe that you are the ruler, and that we would live in a particular way because you are king. You're not just king of coronavirus, you're the king of our lives, you're the king of our hearts, and you intend to reign on the throne of our hearts. And so, God, I pray that you'd help us to worship you and to praise you in the midst of what is happening in our world. God, I pray for our people who are probably a little bit confused and who feel like news just rolls in every 5 minutes that seems worse than the 5 minutes before. And even yesterday, where we thought we might be able to meet in some capacity, we found out, God, that we're just not going to be able to meet for a couple of weeks or maybe more. Lord, I pray that you'd protect them and that you would feed them on your word with rich, rich food, delightful food. Help us to delight in your word. Strengthen your church through this time. Convince us of the need that we have to walk with one another all the more. Make people intentional about reaching out to one another. And Lord, I pray that people would not fall through the cracks from our congregation. I pray that you protect us spiritually, that you protect us physically, that we would live in wisdom, but not in fear. Jesus, I thank you that you gave yourself to redeem us from every lawless deed, and that you have purchased our healing, maybe not in this life, but you have paid the full price for the reversal of the curse, either in this life or the next, definitely in the next. And so, God, we thank you that this world is not all there is, and we thank you for the redemption that you have already begun to work. And we pray, God, that you would have mercy on our land and that you would turn people's faces to yourself and that you would help people to believe in you that might not have believed in you any other way. God, I pray that you would get glory through the coronavirus. I pray that people would not shake their fist at you, but that people would bow the knee to you in humility and in love, and that they would place their allegiance and their confidence in Jesus. And Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all have a great day. I love y'all. Hopefully I'll get to see you tomorrow.